Daron Harmon, who's been having a lot of fun, joins us now. Daron, congratulations on another Super Bowl win.
I appreciate it, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. Well. It doing seems good. Like a theme this year. You're not alone, certainly, in pointing out just how much fun you guys are really having.
I mean, a lot of people just don't realize what we do, because obviously we keep a lot of stuff in-house. But, I mean, not only do we have a good time with the people in the locker room, the coaching and stuff, but you know what they say, when you're winning, that's fun as well.
Daron, in past years, it was always ignore the noise, you know, on the sign and you come in the building. This year, it seems like you guys kind of embraced the noise and then used it as motivation. Is that accurate? And why do you think that change occurred this year?
Well, I would say we definitely used some of the noise as motivation. And it came as, I mean, at some point, kind of like just disrespect. Like you said, we really don't talk too much about what we're doing, how we're playing. We try to respect our opponents and give them that respect, because we know how hard it is, obviously, to win football games. But it was coming from all over the place this year. And, you know, obviously from the media, from other people, other teams, about how we're not that good anymore. So we used it. It wasn't something that drove us. Obviously, our teammates and the team is what drive us to win. But it definitely helped move us along and to play for something a little bit more.
Well, Lane Johnson just tweeted out he's not having fun right now, so it's all good. Yeah, did you, when you saw this team going into the playoffs after the last game, were you guys confident in what was going on around you guys?
Oh, for sure. I mean, obviously after we dropped the Dolphins and the Steelers game, nobody was excited. But when we watched the film, we realized a lot of our problems were self-inflicted problems. And it's something that I kind of talked about over the last month. And we knew if we just fix those, we would be in position to play for good football. I mean, we obviously knew the teams that were out there. We felt like we matched up well with everybody. We just needed to start playing consistent, complementary football on all sides. And we made a commitment to ourselves, the team, and the fans, that no matter what, we were going to do that. And I think Coach Flo and obviously Bill did a good job of getting that out of us and pushing us. Obviously, harder than we probably pushed ourselves, and making sure that we played the way that we needed to play.
Was there any point early in the game, maybe even in the first quarter, where you guys realized that you had their number? I mean, they didn't score until the third quarter. They only had 3 points for the game. We've heard some of the mic'd up stuff afterwards, and we could hear Coach Belichick on the sideline saying, you know, they're not going to fool us. Like, we know what's going on. Did that happen early in the game for you?
Oh, for sure. We knew. Like, we understood that if we just played great football and just kept doing what we're doing, we were going to be all right. We knew the way that they wanted to play, obviously with the heavy run game, but at the end of the day, we just stopped the run and not let the run game dictate their play action pass. It was going to be hard for them to beat us.
Daron, there was a play, I think it was, might have been the first play of the game, it was on the first drive, where Kyle Van Noy, they did one of those play-action boots, he blew up Josh Reynolds, the receiver, and then he chased Jared Goff out of bounds, and it was almost like you could see Goff realize, I'm in trouble. Did you get the feeling that you guys were just sort of in his head, and at some point he realized he was fighting an uphill battle?
Well, obviously, he's a great young quarterback. A quarterback that I have a ton of respect for. He worked his butt off to get to where he was at to lead the Bears offense to the Super Bowl. But we just knew we had to make it tough on him. We had to make the game physical. And from that play, you seen it, like you said, the way Kyle blew up the receiver, then chased down Jared Goff. It just was kind of like a football game. And if you're not ready to play for 60 minutes, it's going to be a long time.
Has there been any talk whatsoever about next year already? I mean, it's only been a few days, but, you know, first thing guys start thinking about is, how do we pull this off again? Has there been any talk at all?
None.
Might have lost them.
No, absolutely. No, I don't think. Zero. I think right there is going to lose it. Duran, if you can hear us, we cannot hear you. So we will let you go. Congratulations. I did want to ask him about Greg Schiano and if Devin McCourty's going to retire, because I'm sure he would have told us.
Well, I also wonder
but
about
next time.
That.
But congratulations, though, like, Duran. If he calls back, don't worry about it.